Our top story, the biggest earthquake in more than 50 years has jolted Iran. A 7.5 magnitude quake has struck the southeastern province of Sistan, Baluchistan. Seismological officials have said the earthquake hit a depth of 95 kilometers in an uninhabited area near the Pakistani border. So far, one person has been confirmed dead in Iran, and dozens have lost their lives in neighboring Pakistan. The major earthquake was also felt in India and across Persian Gulf Arab countries. This report tells us about other significant quakes in Iran.
A massive earthquake has jolted Iran's Sistan-Baluchistan province on Tuesday. The epicenter of the earthquake is between Khash and Saravan. The earthquake has been felt in Pakistan and India to the east of its epicenter, and in Persian Gulf Arab countries, including the Saudi capital Riyadh, to the west.
We were in the office, suddenly noticed a tremor, a quick tremor, and then we looked out of the window and we found that things were shaking. I think there were a lot of noise around, people started going out. We were on calls with the other parts of India, especially Gujarat and other places.
Nearly 1,000 buildings have been destroyed in Pakistan alone, leaving several dead. People in Dubai in the United Arab Emirates have been evacuated from buildings after the quake rattled the emirate. On Tuesday last week, another powerful quake hit the southern province of Bushehr, killing dozens of people. Most parts of Iran are prone to earthquakes, as it is crisscrossed by major fault lines. As a result, the country has suffered several devastating earthquakes in the past. The central city of Bam experienced a 6.6 magnitude earthquake in 2003, which killed at least 30,000 people. In addition, the earthquake in the city of Zarand in 2005 killed at least 600 people. In August last year, a magnitude 6.3 earthquake killed over 300 people in northwestern Tabriz city. Tuesday's quake in Sistan-Baluchistan is, however, the most powerful one to hit Iran in the past 56 years.
Well, earlier reports had put the number of deaths from that earthquake at 40, but these reports were rejected, with officials saying that one person has died and several others have been injured. We talked to a seismologist to find out why such a major quake did not cause a large number of fatalities.
The July 2nd, 1957 earthquake in Sangachal, Mazandaran, in Northern Elbrus area, having a magnitude of 7.5. There were no earthquake having such magnitude greater than 7.5 in the Iranian plateau. Even the Tabas earthquake of September 16, 1978 had a magnitude of 7.4, and Bam earthquake of December 2003 had a magnitude of 6.5. Therefore, this might be named as the first event having a magnitude so-called 7.7 or 7.8 with a depth of certainly greater than 60 kilometers. It is a big event, but when the region is sparsely populated, yeah, and there are some villages mostly in that region, there is only one city, its name as Gasht, the city of Gasht in the epicentral area, 30 kilometers to the epicenter, having a population of something around 6,000 to 7,000. Therefore, we should be careful about the very early reports. It might be some casualties in the city of Gasht and the villages around that small city, but very generally we may think that it was not a catastrophe such as the Bam earthquake of 2003.